The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I was trying to think of one, and I ended up drawing a blank, so maybe you've got one. But has there been a sports death in your lifetime that caused such a ripple effect of just like, what, that's unbelievable? You know, everybody seemed affected by this like nothing I've ever seen before.
I think the thing that stuck out to me that it reminded me of wasn't even sports, because when
I had something like Tupac and Kurt Cobain jumped to mind for me, like of my generation.
Yeah, to me, the only thing that I had this kind of impact was Princess Di.
What would you say at this point is the strength of your game?
I think one is that I'm really well-rounded. Another is that I'm just so damn tough. Like, I'm one of the toughest chicks I know, to be honest with you. I'm really physically strong. I went to the UFC Performance Institute not too long ago, and a bunch of tests for strength, they say I'm world-leading, and that's compared to other women in my weight class.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, send a message. Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975, at M.K. Pallet. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch and see our man, Eric Mayhem Warner, who has brought us beer. And you know what? We need to lighten the mood. This is a perfect way to do it. It's always good to see you, man.
Good to be here, guys. Yeah, and like we were saying at the break, man, this is two times in a row, or I think the last time you guys were doing the Texans download after the disappointing loss.
Was there a disappointing loss? I didn't catch that.
Embarrassing.
That's too bad.
And obviously the news today is just... So, we're here to lighten it up a little bit and close out the show with on an up note, right? And beer always helps there. We got AJ's beer that we... Fred, that we brewed a couple weeks ago, and now I know you
have the first taste.
First taste. Like, you guys are literally, as always, getting the first taste.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is the best.
This is like the unedited, undubbed tapes, right, Fred?
Yeah.
This is out of the fermenter. No carbonation. So you have to use your imagination a little bit.
It doesn't always taste like beer.
Right.
When it comes out of the fermenter. You can catch some flavors. I wanted to see what the mouthfeel was like, which it's nice, nice and smooth. And it only gets better from here, obviously.
Like, yeah.
It's not all the way beer yet. It's getting there, though.
That's right. We brewed this sucker about 10 days ago now. Yep. Fermentation went perfectly. You know, I would say, and again, you know, we went over some of this when we were on Brew Day, right? Gotta let the youngins kind of do their thing, and you know, maybe they aren't going to quite do it the way I would have. I would have put the cinnamon and the vanilla in a little later in the boil, because they're there, but I don't think they're shining through like they could have.
Like they could,
but we have some. We have a
and
fix
we also
for that.
Learned. Rice hulls we've got to put in every time, otherwise it takes a lot longer.
That's right. You didn't get to see the end of the brew because that part of the process took about an hour longer than normal, but it all worked
out.
Which,
by the way, at the end he was like, yeah, I should have done that.
Yep, he did.
He learned his lesson.
That's all right. Why? You know, you have these tools, but you know, everybody likes to do it the old school way, the hard. What is it with, especially dudes, we like to do things like the blue way.
Because we're
like,
old, dude.
Yeah. It's so that was the base beer. So we took a whack at what I'm going to give you guys next. And you need to finish that up, AJ. Fred didn't waste any time there.
So you've tasted this already.
I've tasted this, yeah.
All right, so we're second and third.
This is like a smored up version here that we sort of... because we have some tricks in our bag still as brewers. So this is
some post
post fermentation, smored up a little bit. And I want you guys.
That's what I want.
Is that more in the direction
that's
you
what
want?
I want.
Yeah. Fred, what do you think? You like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Okay, so that's.
I could tell that's what he would like too.
That's, yeah, that's what that was. This was the goal. That flavor was the goal from the beginning. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so we've got some graham cracker flavor in there. We actually have quote unquote s'more flavor in there.
What is s'more flavor?
Dude, they make flavors.
We use marshmallow flavoring, I know.
You know, we tried the marshmallow flavor.
Didn't come through as strong.
Didn't like it. It left an unpleasant aftertaste.
The vanilla bean is where it's at. That gives you...
I think we should add some more vanilla to this.
I think so, too.
Some, like, vanilla extract to this.
I think so, too.
What do you think, Fred?
I think that would... I don't know. I like the taste the way it
There's
is.
There's no such thing as too much vanilla.
But I was about to say, I had a s'more beer in Canada. This is already better. It was some brewery out of Vancouver.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, not bad, but this is already better. So I don't know that I'd mess with it much, but that's just me.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll dial up the vanilla a little bit. The rest of the quote-unquote s'more flavor is good.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. This one's heading in the right direction, certainly.
All right. So we'll probably filter this thing up late week or early next week. And so we should have more advanced copies later next week. You know, the almost mastered recording will be done, the masterpiece.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah. Does that mean we'll have to have you in for a special appearance?
We may have to, although I know I need to go get some masks.
Some masks?
Yeah, because I'm traveling yet again.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Gallivanting around. Where are you headed now?
Well, you don't want to know. The Virgin Islands. After a quote-unquote work trip.
There's no hop selection to be done there.
This is a fun trip. This is taking the old lady. But I have a quote-unquote work trip in Miami.
I got to write down how many vacation days you get a year.
Of course, it's after the Super Bowl. You guys are staying home, right?
Staying home.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Would you want to be in Miami for the Super Bowl?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Man, it's going to be like so.
I know like you wanted to go to the Super Bowl when the Broncos were playing. That was like.
Yeah, I was trying to hit you up for.
But are you like, I mean, the 49ers and the Chiefs?
I think it's going to be a hell of a game.
I think it'll be a good game, too. But do you want to go through the hubbub of it?
No.
Like, people don't realize, even when I've been to three as media. When you go, security for media takes two or 3 hours to get into the building.
Let me tell you about the one in New Orleans after 9/11. It took maybe 3 hours to get through there, and I at one point, like, every foreign journalist, like especially TV guys with their cameras, they had some kind of like whatever they have in the airport. This was like times a million. They could see every little thing because I walked behind it, could see every single thing in that camera, like every wire, everything. I mean, it was crazy. If there was something else in there.
What about like on your body?
That too.
Nice.
Yeah, they got a nice look at your penis.
Did anybody laugh?
I don't know.
So no one laughed.
They didn't laugh at me, but I'm sure there was some laughter because it was really that was one of the weirdest things I've ever been through because security for that was the tightest that it's ever been. And but in every other game, man, they don't mess around. And yet somehow some guy gets in that can steal jerseys.
Right. Yeah, that's easy to do.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the meme that was going around Twitter today? But it was basically how to turn like $5,000 into $35,000 because there's a prop. Will there be a streaker? Or not a streaker, but just somebody running onto the field. So you put $5,000 down on yourself, get the ticket. Do the job, and so you're going to net, you know, probably $25,000. You can easily cover your legal expenses with that. Will there be?
I know, but what's the price? The payout?
I think it was plus $650.
Okay, so you put down $5,000. You'll make
One problem: most places aren't going to let you bet $5,000 on a prop.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You're probably talking about $2,000 max.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Like when Westgate opened, they were saying $2,000 max on props. and that's at Westgate. So most offshore books are going to take like 500 probably. So
it was worth a chuckle. It was a good little meme. It was pretty
maybe
funny.
Maybe you should do it.
You know, AJ, the older I get, the more I get adopt that WTF attitude.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah, well, why not?
You know what? You can if you're going to do it, then we'll all bet too. We'll kick in a little bit for your legal stuff.
There you, lawyer Dave would probably help him out.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
We'll just have to make sure but if we were in cahoots, then we'd probably get in more trouble.
How so? How are they going to know? Because we got on air and talked about it
as
a joke?
This is an entertainment show. This is all just a joke. It's all hypothetical joke world.
Of course it is. And besides,
we're not even really drinking beer right now. Hypothetical.
This would be our defense. Why would we get on air where anybody could hear it and talk about it? The old basic instinct defense,
we wouldn't
right?
be that dumb, would we?
No, of course not.
I think we're hearing some of that out of Washington the last few days, that logic. But
man, I have been so trying to avoid all that.
It's me too. I just, you know, scrolling through Twitter, you'll see little tidbits. But yeah, I think there's some good AJ, we were talking about that one. The pregame guys are really excited about the Mahomes over rushing yards.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. You told me that. And I mean, it does sound like a good number.
It was 29.5, but they were speculating it was going to go up to like 40. And if it does, then it gets a little dicier. But that they backed it up. Fez, I think, or Brad had like this the stat about how bad the 49ers have been against mobile quarterbacks this year. And you think about it, both Wilson and Murray, both games, you know, just shredded them. So who knows? Are you going to do any props, Fred?
I don't know yet. I'll probably do something. I think I'm just going to bet the Chiefs and leave it at that. I think that's going to be my play. But I'm just excited about the matchup. I kind of want to watch the game without game. Plus, I'm a little bit gambled out after yesterday. Whenever I do one of these tournaments, it's such a bleeping grind, whether it's poker or horses. And I just don't want to gamble for a bit. But by Sunday, I'm sure I will.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do, sit there and watch the game with no action on it?
I've done that before. Well, I might fall asleep during it, but yeah.
Boy, yeah, I have a hard time with that. Otherwise, like, especially because I don't care about these teams at all.
You know what? I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I just kind of want to see them win.
I'd like to see the Chiefs win, but I'm also, like, the one guy that I'm actually a fan of in this whole game is Kyle Shanahan. It's one guy that I know, and, like, I want to do well.
Kyle Shanahan?
From when I worked in Austin. Because he played for the Longhorn football team.
No way, really?
Yeah, he went to Texas.
But you did air quotes, so he was like a third stringer?
He didn't play. He was there to learn football. Yeah. He was on the team, technically.
Was he dating Major Applewhite?
He wasn't dating Major Applewhite.
Well, they both got tattoos of each other.
No, that's Chris Sims.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's Sims, Chris Sims, Rod Babers, Kyle Shanahan, Bo Scaife, and there's one other dude. They've got like each other's initials tattooed on them.
It's
super awkward. I'm really good friends with Rod, and so I met all those guys through him. And Kyle, he's a really nice dude. Honestly, for a guy whose dad was a head coach in the NFL, could have been kind of a douchebag. He was actually a really cool guy, and he's an easy guy to cheer for. I mean, I cheered for him when he was coaching the Falcons, and I love watching his offense. It's fun.
So don't you think you have to be like kind of a D-bag to be a good coach? Like, because I think Mike Shanahan, like I met him a couple times when I was in Denver, and he definitely seemed kind of a little full of himself.
We've talked about that a lot. I think to be a great college coach, you have to be a scumbag. I think in the NFL, you can be successful without being a scumbag. And because in college, you've got to recruit guys. And
you know what? If Orgeron wins two more, like, I don't think we're going to suddenly think he's a scumbag.
No, I feel like he's but I'm not everybody, but like, I mean,
do you think Mac Brown was a scumbag?
No, but I think it's a small group, man.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's face it.
Because the Saban, Swinney, Urban Meyer.
Yeah. To be that great.
Some of them are more undercover than others. Like, Dabo way more undercover than Urban Meyer, but you get the gist of it.
Yeah. But, no, I think I'd be surprised if we find out Ed Orgeron's a turd.
You would be surprised?
I would be surprised, yeah.
I would be, too.
He just seems genuine. Mac was always genuine, but you know that's the minorities.
It is, and
there's been guys that I thought were that way. Art Briles fooled the hell out of me.
You really thought he was a good guy.
I really did, and then what happens is when he left UH, people started telling me all these stories. And I'm like, really, man? Why didn't you guys tell me that when this was going on?
Fred actually told me a story about when he was a kid. He thought Joe Paterno was like the greatest coach, a nice guy, and then
he had pictures on the wall.
It was Jerry Sandusky.
He went up there to Happy Valley, and Joe Paterno was kind enough to put Fred up for the night with his defensive coordinator. And
what hospitality!
Yeah, it was really nice.
Well, I heard the last segment about Fred's supporting Man City or Man U.
Yeah.
Well, but you were actually sitting next to me while I was making the deal with Francis about why I was going to become a Chelsea supporter.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. That was at the game. I remember that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got to tell you, we'll be back with more of this nonsense. We got to tell you about Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you're going to find the best basketball goals on the planet. And the greatest thing for me, I mean, obviously the craftsmanship is great. They can steal of any goal on the market. Tempered glass backboard. If it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. And they've got a design, whether you want it on your house, on your driveway, fully portable, your backyard, they've got you covered. But the greatest thing for me has been seeing my kids get outside and play on it. Video game play, and for both of them. So my older son, he can play on the 10-foot goal, has a great time. My younger son's like, dude, I can't make baskets on this. What's up? So he goes and cranks it down 7 feet. That's where he usually likes to place. And you can get it all the way down to 5 feet with a turn of a handle. Anybody can do it. He can do it. So they're both having fun. They're both out there making baskets. It's a good time for everybody. It's worth the investment, guys. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all. ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, the brewmaster himself is here. So what do you have to tell the people about going on at Carbach?
So we got three things.
So we can just get back to having fun here. But
exactly.
We gotta tell them what's up.
Yeah, I gotta satisfy DG. He's sick today, so I really have to make sure because he's listening. I know he's home listening. Rodeo clown.
What kind of sickness does he have?
Well, I joked with him. He's like, you better not. That's what I said, dude. You better not have that coronavirus. But no, yeah. Just the garden variety, I think.
That would suck if a Carbach guy got a coronavirus.
Oh, man. Well, the thing they're saying about that thing is that it takes like 10 days for it to like, you know, show. So it could be like being passed
around. You could almost be dead by then.
Yeah, and you don't even know. You gave it to like 100 people.
I hate when that happens.
But we're obviously drinking Rodeo Clown. Mono. Sam Darnold.
I know. Poor Sam. It's a damn shame.
We're drinking some fine Rodeo Clown here in honor of the upcoming Rodeo Clown Roundup. The VIPs are gone. So,
what?
Yep. Only plebe seating is left. Of course, you know, we can always... Yes, okay. For our sponsor partners, we always can pull a card out.
That's good to know, because I'm definitely out there for the run.
What kind of costume are you going to wear?
I don't know.
You have to wear a clown costume.
You gonna paint your face, Fred? Put some makeup on, clown makeup.
I kind of look like a clown without doing that. Why do I need to do all that?
That's the way this run works, Fred. You either need to dress like a cowboy or a rodeo clown.
I need to find out if we have like spirit awards. There should be, and if not, I'm gonna talk to DG.
You would think
there should be like a
step your game up, DG.
Yeah,
like a best costume award.
Best costume award.
Like if someone ran the full 5K with a barrel, that should get an award.
That would be good. Like the
only a barrel.
A barrel.
Yeah.
You know, you remember the Barrel Man?
Yeah.
From Broncos lore? Did you you guys remember the Barrel Man?
Yep.
I partied with the Barrel Man one time at a Raider game, dude. Yeah. Oh, exactly. Touch me, man. He was a cool dude. His name was Tim.
When you were partying with him, was he just wearing a barrel?
He was. That was his standard fare, dude.
This was outside the game?
Yeah, but this was like in October. But that SOB, dude, I tell you what.
You went over to his house?
It could be December. I would have. I didn't get the invite.
Had you gotten the invite and gone to his house and he was still wearing just a barrel, would you have
I would have still really had respect for him.
Really?
What if he'd taken the barrel off?
If it was a Wednesday night and he was inviting me over for Netflix, then I would have been like, yeah, that's a little weird, bro. But if it was after the game.
But because he's famous, you probably would have gone through with it.
You mean like Fred would have?
Yeah.
My Bronco love at that point in my life was pretty
strong.
High. It was strong.
It was strong.
That was it right in the time when Elway won the first Super Bowl. I may have.
It's kind of like we always say.
I certainly would have done like the Vrabel prop. It would have been like, hey, you do this with Barrel Man and Broncos definitely win a Super Bowl. Right. Yeah, I probably would have thought pretty hard about that. It's like we always say,
like, if you could just have sex with, you know, some 90-something-year-old woman, you wouldn't do it. But if it were Betty White... And you could say, hey, guess what I did?
I'd break that hip.
I'd do that.
Go for Betty White, just so you could have the story. You wouldn't normally have sex with a man, but because it was Barrel Man,
maybe
you would go through.
And I would have put on like a bull costume or something, you know, so it could have been like the whole rodeo thing. Like I was the Brahma bull.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think he would have been the bull.
Probably. He was a big dude.
Yeah.
He was a stout individual. He liked his beer, put it that way.
There you go.
Was definitely having beers at the tailgate in the parking lot.
The other thing you guys have coming up is the golf tournament.
Golf tournament, that's right. That's to benefit the MS-150, the Multiple Sclerosis Society. So if any of you guys are driving home and you're looking for some way to give back to the community, want to take your guys out for a little bonding session on the golf course, hit us up and we will tell you all about how you can buy a foursome and support an amazing cause.
Will you be playing in this event?
I don't think so.
What? It says there's every foursome has a celebrity guy going with them.
I'm not that famous.
You are?
Pretty famous.
See, I would think about playing if you were going to be the celebrity.
I'm not going to be here, man.
Now the truth comes out.
Truth comes out.
Be on the islands.
On the islands.
He's going to be playing a way nicer golf course, probably.
There is a brewery, though, I found out. You know what? There's no... So we're going to the British Virgin Islands. There is no golf there. There's
you checked already.
15 islands. Yeah, because the wife's starting to get into golf.
There's no golf course on the Virgin Islands?
On the British ones. Of course, the American ones, we have some. We do it better, right?
Yeah. But British people don't know what they're doing. Man.
Well, you'd think they're, because golf is their thing, you'd think they'd have it.
Yeah, but you know what? Beer is supposed to be their thing, too. And they serve it warm and flat.
And flat and kind of meh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that, man.
I don't either.
Do they like it like that, or do they just not know how to make it right?
I think they just haven't evolved, man. I think that they, and it's just their tradition. You had it. Fred, you had it. I mean, when we were there. They're starting to get into it.
Yeah, we went around that whole stadium trying to find a beer that didn't suck.
Yeah.
It was hard.
And then we
found that stout. That was good.
The stout was the best thing they had at the stadium. But then we flew over to Brussels. I couldn't have a bad beer there. Like, it was impossible. I tried. Every beer I tried, I was like, oh, this is great. They know what they're doing. It's an hour flight. British people should have this stuff figured out by now.
Well, they go over there a lot. They like to travel over there. So it happens.
Well, they should bring back some brewing secrets.
Or just fly over to Germany or Belgium.
There you go. Yeah. That's what's nice. It keeps it all distinct, right?
Just you wait until we go open our brewery in Germany.
Or Germany or Belgium?
Oh, it's going to have to be in Germany. We have to do it right off the U.S. Military base.
Speaking of Belgium, I saw 1917. You guys seen that yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
No, I hear good.
Holy smokes. If that doesn't win, I'll be shocked.
Okay.
It's that whole.
You think it's better than a Sandler movie?
Yeah. The Gemstone or what's
Uncut
it called?
Gems.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Okay.
Have you?
No. I've seen Little Women.
I heard you talking about on the show last week.
Yeah.
But did you,
are you
notice
gonna shame
what he
me?
Said? And here's immediately what I thought, Fred.
Are you going to shame me?
Well, I'm shaming you because I think you said something to the effect of, I agreed to go see it with my wife. Or even more like of your own volition. And that never goes down that way. The wife is always like, look, you're going to go see this movie with me or ...
No, it was actually like, would you want to go see this with me? And it was I think it was the day before our anniversary, and I said, you know what? I would love to.
Fred, you're calling BS like me, right? There was something else in play that we're not privy to.
When do I tell lies about my personal life? It's all, I mean, it's ridiculous stuff that happens, but I just own it.
Hey, can I give you guys I think it was Netflix. My Name is Dolomite.
Okay.
Terrific. Eddie Murphy's in it, and Wesley Snipes, and a whole bunch of guys, and it's based on this comedian who started the whole Dolomite thing. And it's based on a true story. The acting's great. I loved it. So, and all I knew about Dolomite was from Great White Hype, when before Damon Wayans goes into fight, he's watching Dolomite. I didn't realize it was such a cultural phenomenon. It was like a big time blaxploitation movie series. But it's how the whole thing came about. And apparently the guy died in 2017. So all these guys wanted to get together and make a tribute movie. It was really, really good.
So, okay. I've heard that as well, Fred. I've heard that as well. So, what is Dolomite? Because I only know it as the mountains in Italy.
Oh, he's basically this karate badass who,
excuse me.
And it's blaxploitation, but he couldn't really do karate in real life, which was kind of funny. So, but yeah, he beat people up and just be a badass. And I've never actually seen one of the movies. I've just seen parts of them. But this makes me want to go back and watch some.
So
of
these
them.
Were like B movies, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, although the first one wound up grossing like $10 million, which in the 70s was...
Huh, that's big money.
Well, I'll put it out there, though. This is probably an unpopular opinion. The original Dolomite movie is not good.
That's part of it.
Okay.
It's sort of got a little Ed Wood in it.
It's made in the 70s. Most movies made in the 70s. There's few exceptions, but most movies made in the 70s were bad.
But even the ones
Dolomite is bad.
Even the ones we thought were good, like the Dirty Harry movies,
they
if you
don't
watch
hold
them
up.
Now, no. No.
Yeah.
No, but that was part of it, was they were making fun of how bad it was.
Yeah.
It was there was a lot of Ed Wood to it.
Okay.
So I think you guys would like it. Highly recommend.
Cool. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. All right, one other thing, guys. DG really wanted me to talk about here.
He's having a talk-worthy thing.
We gave our final check to the Astros Foundation. $117,000.
Nice. Dang,
from
nice,
Crawford, for total raised in 2019 for Crawford Bach.
$117,000.
Yeah, to the Astros Foundation.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Keep drinking that Crawford Bach, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I think
you had no idea it was going to be such a hit, did you?
Oh, heck no.
Yeah. I knew as soon as I tried it with the can and the taste, I knew that beer was going to be
caught us off guard, man.
I knew it was going to be big.
And I think people are going to show up for it this year, because I think it's going to be the chip on the shoulder mentality of, you know what, we're just going to show you that we're good no matter what. We trash cans or wires be damned.
Yeah.
We're that good.
Well, and also the rest of the division sucks, so they'll still win 100 games.
Bingo. Bingo.
All right. That's Eric Warner from Carbach. You're going to hang out while we do the rest of our stupid show here?
My favorite half hour of the week, guys.
All right.
Well, we'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Lamont says Dolomite from a movie POV sucks. However, his comedy albums were the bomb. His father used to listen to his shows, and I would listen in with him. It was really funny how he did those comedy albums. Lamont, if you haven't watched this, I highly recommend it, because it's just a very good movie and very funny. And I've never seen an actual Dolomite movie, but somebody keeps trying to talk about how great beer is in England. Boddington's, Newcastle. Sorry, guys.
Guys,
that's probably your best. But
whoever wrote that text is like 70 years old
and British.
Yeah, they're
most
not. I'm telling you, all the beer there is it's served like 8 degrees, 10 degrees too warm, and it's served. It's all undercarbonated.
Can I? I will say one thing positive. The Guinness there didn't suck in England. Like, okay. It sucks here. I'm sorry. It's so flat.
I didn't drink any Guinness there.
Eric and I were talking about this beforehand. It's like, I got to try it there because everybody says it's great there. Here it tastes like motor oil and in bad motor oil, like the stuff you wouldn't put in your car.
Like used motor oil?
Yeah, like used motor oil that somebody peed in. And then
who pees in motor oil?
People who do that.
What a weird thought process to be like, you know what? I've really got to pee. Where can I pee? Oh, here's some motor oil. I don't believe that's ever happened.
But no, in England, it was good. But, I mean, I've had Newcastle. I've had Boddington's. I mean, it's not urine, but, you know, it's in the ballpark.
It ain't great.
I mean, it's okay for their beer. But to even begin to think that that's on par with everything. Look, there's a lot of great things about England. I mean, I love it there. I actually would live there. But
would you?
Yeah, I've added that to my list.
Mm.
But the beer would be a problem.
That's a big
thing that would be a huge problem for me is trying to watch sports at 1 a.m. in the States.
That's tough, too.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, I don't know.
And the fact that the pub's close so early.
There's too many damn people there. And yeah, everything does close really early. It's a big city without a lot of big city perks. Like in New York, everything's open till 3 a.m.
Yeah, but I hate New York.
In London, there's just as many people, if not more.
No, there's more people.
And everything closes at 10:30.
That's why I had to go down to the good news is like the equivalent of their 7-Eleven is open all night, so you can just go get alcohol at any time.
That is true.
So that's good. 832 says, that's not Dolomite, LOL. Dolomite influence rap like Run DMC. Dude, what are you, 15? Go look it up. All you got to do is Google. Come on, guys.
I mean, I don't know. Listen, I haven't seen this documentary. I've seen the original Dolomite. It was like the mid-70s. It was a horrible movie.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen that one. But yeah, Lamont said he watched it when it first came out about 3 months ago with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, I thought he was saying he watched.
No, he did. But he said, I thought the Netflix movie was good, but the Dolomite movies in the 70s were bad. It was so bad, it was funny. Yeah, that was kind of the point of it. And it's funny because this thing kept popping up on my Netflix as like a 97% match. And I'm like, really? This doesn't seem like something I would like. But boy, they were right, man. I mean, it was hilarious.
I like how the Rockets, their big thing is to always post pictures of the players walking in their fancy clothes.
Do they have hospital gowns on?
No, it's PJ Tucker. I mean, because no real Rockets are playing tonight, they had to show like Daniel House and Eric Gordon. I mean, it ain't good.
Hey,
what's the line on that?
14. We were looking at that.
The Rockets
off-air.
Are 14-point underdogs tonight because they're sitting their entire team. They're basically just like, we're going to take this one off.
Yep. So somebody on Twitch asked, so how does a brewmaster get graham cracker taste into a brew?
Cinnamon and graham crackers.
I don't know.
Flip it on.
Yeah, flip it on. You're still here. The blue one. You can talk. It's okay.
So I'm not going to lie, not going to hide this, but there are literally any flavor you can imagine has been made by flavor houses. So they're
it's like
they're
like extracts. You can get any things in you go to a coffee shop and you can say, hey, I want, you know, cinnamon dolce. Like they
have those bottles flavors. Of syrups. Yeah. It's a similar kind of thing.
Yeah.
28 says same thing is true of Heineken in Amsterdam. Tastes like weasel piss in the States, though. Yeah, I don't want to dog out any particular beer, but I've never got Heineken.
You know what? I don't like Heineken either. I prefer Heineken Light to Heineken. It's a much better flavor.
It's less skunky.
I remember when I was in the Army, and of course, most of the time I was in the Army, I was under 21, but I drank basically the same three beers. I did drink some Bud Light because it was easily accessible because almost everybody in the barracks drank Bud Light. It wasn't my thing. If I had my choices, I would drink Beck's, which I drink now and is not very good. Although maybe it would be good fresh. I don't know. Yeah. Actually, I don't even know if they make Beck's anymore.
No, they still make it.
Okay. Now, you know, Beck's is really smelly now that I had it.
So that's how I feel about
the
Heineken.
Last time I had it.
It feels skunky to me.
I would occasionally drink Corona.
Yeah, me too.
If I were feeling fancy. No lime. I wasn't a lime guy. And I would drink Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor. because on post at the PX, you could get a 40-ounce Big Mouth for $1.50, which meant that for under $5, and mind you, there's no tax on base, for under $5, you could get throw-up wrecked, especially when you were 19 and 160 pounds.
I'm a little older, but the Schlitz malt liquor 40s, that was what we used to do. And same thing, it was like $1.89 at the time. You drink one of those, and same, I mean, yeah, I was 160 pounds at the time. You could throw up for days. It was awesome. All right, quick, we only got one segment left. Damn, this flew by. All right, we'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, I have to tell you about mybadexperience.com. And maybe you had a problem with a contractor or a plumber or a bad experience when you went to get your car fixed and nothing happens. You complain about it and nothing happens. Well, you can go to mybadexperience.com. And this is a real site. There's no fake stars or ratings. There's no ads. And you can help warn others before it's too late. You can post any bad experience and make businesses accountable. And these are all verified, so they're fair. You can put a stop to bad business. And guess what? You can even get a resolution. And the review is going to stay up. So it's going to show that there was a problem. And it's going to show that they resolved it or that they didn't. How about this? $4.99. You can tell all. That's it. And maybe you reach that resolution. And the thing is, the resolution process helps the consumer get compensation for the bad experience. This is a real site, and you can get real reviews. And basically, just go to mybadexperience.com because a paid review is a legitimate review. Stop bad business today, mybadexperience.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm not saying that person was saying Dolemite-influenced rap hip-hop was not off. He was doing...
Yeah,
no, that's true, but that's not what he said.
Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Yeah. Pimping hoes, clucking a grip like my name was Dolemite.
Yeah
everybody knows.
Yeah, but that's not what he was saying. He was saying that the movie guy didn't exist. I think he was just being dumb.
That's in the words of the great American poet Calvin Brodus.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is he from Calvin and Hobbes?
No.
Okay, I get confused.
It's a capital S, O, yes, I'm fresh, and double O, P, D, O, double G, Y, D, O, double G, U, C.
No, I don't see.
No.
It seems like a good time for the dumbass report.
It is. It is a great time for that. Fred, I can't believe this happened to you. A man is suspected of stealing more than $14,000 in poker chips from a Lakewood casino. He's been arrested. Officials with the Washington State Gambling Commission said the man pried open a chip tray on a closed table at Macau Casino.
Oh, God. I can't tell you how many times I've walked by those things and thinking, some idiot's going to try to break in here.
Well, this guy did it. A man placed the chips in his pocket, attempted to cash in $2,700 worth of chips. A cashier called surveillance to verify the winnings. He then reached into the cashier's cage, grabbed back the chips, and left. Of course, the man's photo was given to other casinos and card rooms. Officials said on January 6th, the man identified as a 37-year-old Tacoma resident was spotted at the Emerald Queen Casino in Fife, and was arrested and booked into the Pierce County Jail. He was charged by the Pierce County Prosecutor's Office with first-degree theft. I don't know why his name's not out there.
Dumbass!
But that, it's not you, Fred, because he's got dreadlocks.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, once you get there, maybe it could
have
passed.
Yeah, about 6 months from now, I'm going to have enough hair to do the dreadlocks. So,
did you do this when you were... when you were deciding to get divorced, did you call 911 and ask what you need to do to file for divorce?
No, I probably should have, though.
Well, a woman in Largo, Florida did just that. Apparently, she was highly intoxicated when being questioned by police.
Okay, that would be me.
Charged with misuse of the 911 system. She's 69 years old. 69. Sylvia Schumacher used 911 multiple times via text and phone to ask for things like a counselor and how to file for divorce. So, she's now available, though. Which is
not wise, guys.
Good news? Maybe.
Is she hot?
No.
Okay.
Take a look at this mugshot. Fred, what do you think could have happened to this gentleman?
Looks like he said something to somebody he shouldn't have.
He looks like he got like some road rash. A Florida man recently read a well-known investment book called The Intelligent Investor. After reading this book, he took it upon himself and shorted Tesla stock. That was right before Tesla's meteoric rise to $575 a share. He said, I thought I was being quite the intelligent investor. He's following a play-by-play example in that book. He thought he was going to make a fortune shorting it. He ended up losing over $600,000 of his own life savings, that's never good.
It's too damn hot.
When I found out my husband lost our entire life savings shorting some stock called Tesla, I gave him divorce papers and filed a lawsuit against him, his ex-wife told us. After that, all hell broke loose. He ended up filling his green Camaro with human feces. He then took it upon himself and threw handfuls of feces at pedestrians walking on the sidewalk. Several pedestrians were hit in the face with human feces. It's the only thing I could think of doing. I just lost all my money and my wife left me. The only thing left to do was throw bleep at people.
This sounds like a Florida country song. I had a crappy day.
Kind of does. Yeah. Yep. And finally, a family in Missouri is suing over the death of a Missouri worker and a wood chipper. Apparently, they think warning signs on the wood chipper that it was dangerous could have potentially kept a man from falling into a wood chipper. 38-year-old man fell into the wood chipper and died, obviously. That tends to happen.
Yeah, I saw Fargo.
Yeah, he was working for American Walnut Company. He said they didn't have any built-in safety features, and they didn't have any warning signs, automatic shutoffs, or stop buttons. I got to be honest with you. Once you're in the wood chipper, pressing a stop button is pretty low on the priority list because you're being chipped.
I'm sorry, do guns have a sign that says don't point this in your mouth and pull a trigger?
They don't.
Okay.
They should.
Should they?
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Terrific job, Eric. Always a pleasure, man. We got a little Soccer Matters coming up next.
Hut, hut.
The legend that is Glenn Davis. All right, we'll be back tomorrow for a short show. Till then.
Will Glenn Davis mention Kobe?
I bet he does, yeah.
Okay.
Glenn's on top of things.
All right.
And Kobe was a huge soccer fan.
He was.
In Italy, so I'm sure that'll come up. And Andrew's going to ask him a soccer question for me.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear it. All right. You guys, have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.